This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. We made it to a Friday. It's a meat Friday at that. I'll tell you what's on the menu today. We got dips, spinach and artichoke, buffalo chicken, chorizo, smoked crab, and s'mores. Yes. Who takes care of you? I do.
Wow.
All of that on the Traeger Grill. Come on in, stay a while. If you'd like to get in touch with the program, you can always dial us up. You can tweet. You can email.
You just sounded like that guy. Who do you think you are? I am. Who is that bowler?
Oh, Pete Weber?
Yeah. Pete Weber.
You go, who takes care of you?
I do.
You're just like Pete Weber. Who do you think you are? I am.
Who thinks of the man? I does. But he always messes up the lines.
Remember Harbaugh when they would go on a walk? Like, they didn't know that they didn't have anything. And it was, I think Jim Harbaugh would talk about his dad, who's a former college coach. And they would have to walk a mile to go to, like, the grocery store. They didn't have a car. And he'd say, who has it better than we do? Nobody. But they didn't know better. All right. Welcome to the program. And we got a poll question. We got a play of the day. Got a stat of the day. We'll talk to Nick Foles after the win last night. Robert Horry, the former Great Laker. Well, one of the great winners of all time. 7 titles. He'll join us a little bit later on as well. Mike Florio will sort out what is going on in the NFL with games on Sunday, Sunday night, Monday night, now Tuesday. Also, same day, same month, same year sale is going on right now. Our very own Todd Fritz has a birthday coming up this weekend on Saturday. Celebrate with Todd. It's the same day, same month, same year. There's Todd walking.
Running over to the sale. There he goes.
Yep.
Great deal.
Yep.
Squeak on over to the website.
Same day, same month, same year as Brett Favre. The sale is going on right now at danpatrick.com. And if you sign up for the DP Show newsletter, you'll receive a code for 40% off t-shirts in the merchandise store. Yes, Paul?
I love that we don't have the sound of you interviewing Bill Clinton like 15 years ago, but we have the sound of Fritzy squeaking shoes.
Yeah. They're like, do we have the interview with, no, I can't find it. Hey, but we got sound of Todd walking across the floor.
Take your galoshes off and buy your shirt.
I felt so bad for your shoes, your soles that day.
Rightfully so.
Like, you could just, like if shoes could talk, they would sound like this.
Help me.
There's a way a shoe could throw in the towel.
Like, shoes are, oh my God, this hurt.
When's this going to end? Can you just take a seat? Lie down somewhere.
Yeah, Paul.
I was going to say, Todd, birthday weekend, he looks pretty good. He's flying the guns today.
Yeah.
He looks kind of somewhat hot.
Put a few pounds back on. I had lost a few, and I gained them right back.
That's muscle, though. That's all muscle.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Tell my waistline that.
So we'll come up with a poll question, play of the day, stat of the day. The Bears over the Buccaneers. Dodgers sweep the Padres. Astros and Braves advance. Yankees and Rays will go to a Game 5 tonight. Game 5. Heat Lakers, busy college football weekend. We'll sort that out as well. Tom Brady was reminded last night he's not in New England any longer. I thought there was an interesting comment on Morning Men on Mad Dog Radio with Evan Cohen. He says that Brady probably doesn't miss being coached by Belichick, but he may miss Belichick coaching the rest of the team because the Buccaneers' offensive line struggled. The team lacked discipline. To add insult to injury, Brady lost track of the downs on the final drive, and the Buccaneers lose a game that they should have won and should have won comfortably. All the things that he probably took for granted, we took for granted in New England, aren't the case in Tampa Bay. The Patriots may not have had a lot of talent towards the end of Tom and his stay there, but they played smart football. Remember, that's what we're sold on with Brady going to Tampa Bay, the experience, you know, the football IQ. Not athletic, but he can still, when the game's on the line, he's going to win those games. But I don't think there's any need to panic right now in Tampa. They're getting used to one another. Shorthanded, had injuries last night. You know, they do run the football. Ronald Jones looked good last night, but you got to come up with those plays. Brady clearly not happy with his teammates last night, and maybe his teammates aren't happy with him either. After the game, everybody wanted to know, Tom, did you know that it was fourth down? Here's Brady.
We just had some negative plays, you know, in the second half. We had a negative play, you know, again, to get behind down distance. You know, that's not where you want to be, so we all have to do a better job. This isn't any one position. This isn't any one player. This is a team-wide thing that we all got to collectively, you know, learn each other quickly and make improvements quickly, and, you know, we all have to do a better job.
He didn't answer if he knew it was fourth down, but here is one more from Brady talking about the second half.
Nick Foles is on the winning end of his matchup with Tom Brady yet again.
Yeah, it looks like Brady lost the down. He was thinking it was third down. That can happen when you clock the ball. You know, you forget that as being one of the downs, but he clearly looked like he thought he had another shot at it.
Yeah, you're right. He lost track of the downs. He went for a bigger shot there on fourth down than just trying to dump it off and pick up a first down.
Yeah.
That's Troy and Joe Buck during the Fox broadcast. Do we have Tom Brady talking about the second half mistakes?
We don't.
We do not have that? All right. Well, we'll see if we can get that. Here's Bruce Arians, the Buccaneers head coach, on Tom Brady. Did he know it was fourth down?
Bruce, at the end of the game there, that last drive, it looked like Tom might have been confused with what down it was. Did he not know it was fourth down?
Yeah, he knew. He knew.
I appreciate his honesty there.
No, I know.
Yeah, that's remember first week where he was, you know, criticizing Tom Brady and people were all up in arms like, you can't do that to the GOAT. Well, that's who Bruce Arians is. Bruce Arians has to take some blame here. Not that he's trying to avoid it, but that team was not disciplined at all last night. They didn't look like they were ready to play. Yeah, see.
Not to like single out specific people, but dang, man, Ryan Jensen, he is like the drive killer.
The center for the Buccaneers?
Week after week, drive killer. They'll be moving the ball 70 yards down the field, full head of steam, and all of a sudden he headbutts somebody. And you're like, all right, back it up.
15-yard penalty. Yeah, McLevin.
Also, that guy who calls in and talks about the offensive line.
That's Ted in Tampa.
They can't block anybody either. Last night they couldn't.
Yeah, but that's no surprise. I mean, Brady got sacked three times last night. But look, it's inexcusable. You remind everybody, hey, fourth down, hey, fourth down, hey, you know, third down. How many times do you see this in a baseball game? Even professionals, where somebody will catch a fly and they'll go one out. like you can see how many outs there are in a baseball inning, but you'll still have that where you go one. There's down markers. You can see it. There's signage all over the stadium there. And I will say Troy Aikman and Joe Buck and myself, I'm going, yeah, Tom's right. That now it's fourth down. He didn't spike it on third down, and I think we thought he was going to. He didn't. And then all of a sudden you go, wait, no, Tom's now he's trying to lobby the officials. Think, no, I got now this is fourth down here. Yes, yeah,
for a second I was like, Tom's right.
Yeah, well, Tom, what he's always
doing?
Right.
What are they doing? They got one more play. Tom's right. Everybody else is wrong.
I know. Yeah, Paulie.
But if you're Brady and Arians, especially Arians, why would you say that he knew that it was fourth down? He clearly didn't. He'd just say like, hey, we lost track, but we were going for the first down at every play. Doesn't it make it worse by covering? Does anyone in this room think there's even a possibility he was clear on what down it was?
No, I don't think he was clear. I do think that he made a mistake and didn't realize it was fourth down.
Why would the coach say the opposite?
No, I know.
I think he's trying to, this is that delicate balance in the locker room where you're going to say, hey, because they covered for Tom when he threw those interceptions and the pick six in the first week. And they blamed one of those interceptions on Mike Evans. Like, Mike ran a wrong route. But Bruce is just going to say what he thinks, what he feels. Was I surprised? He said, yeah, he knew. Because Tom clearly didn't know. Yeah, see.
But if you remember after week one, Bruce Arians gave like the most mild criticism ever of Tom Brady, where he was like, well, Tom needs to play better, something, whatever it was. And the media collectively lost its mind. You can't say that about Tom Brady. Trouble in paradise already? Well, Bruce needs to get on the same page. People lost their minds over it.
Yeah.
No, I knew.
Now, is this where the press conference today, where Bruce Arians goes, on second thought, Tom didn't know it was fourth down. But he's supposed to know it's fourth down. He knew it was fourth down. No, he didn't know. But he should have known it was fourth down.
The best thing Tom Brady can do today is come out and be like, I screwed that up and then I tried to cover for it. And it was just, it's really embarrassing. That's the best thing he could do is just be like, I knew I screwed up. I'm super embarrassed.
Hey, I'm the last person to point out that somebody forgets things because I've been doing it for a year now on this show. But that's a moment where, because people are making the age jokes there with Tom. Hey, getting old, your memory starts to go here. I was surprised that Tom didn't just own up to it and just say, look, I got caught up in it. I made a mistake. It hasn't happened very often, but it did last night, and that's on me. That's it. Then it goes away. But if you all of a sudden go, we made mistakes and we got to be more disciplined, all those things, then it still kind of lingers there. But I don't know how Bruce Arians goes, he knew it was. So Tom knew it was fourth down and then said, wait, no, I got one more down. He didn't look like a guy who knew it was fourth down. I think we can all agree. The pass was not a fourth down like pass because you got to get the first down. He's throwing a ball in tight coverage there that maybe he's trying to get pass interference there, but that's not a pass you throw on fourth down where you have to get the first down. I don't think he knew it was fourth down. He didn't own up to it. Bruce Arians said he knew it was fourth down. Great. Yeah, Paulie.
It may be a memory thing because after the game, he forgot something else. Forgot to shake Nick's hand.
Oh,
little Nick.
Oh, yeah. I felt bad for Nick Foles.
Looking around.
Because Foles is just, he didn't play great, but he won the game. And Brady didn't acknowledge Foles after the Super Bowl when they lost to the Eagles and Foles was the MVP. Now, I understand that's at the end of the Super Bowl and it is chaotic. And I was there handing out the trophy to Nick Foles. It's chaos. But then I saw this column and it said, this is Yahoo Sports. People apparently forget COVID-19 exists. Rip Tom Brady for not shaking Nick Foles' hand after the game. This is written by Frank Schwab. To those criticizing Brady for his lack of handshake and or man hug with Foles, the NFL has outlawed that and any other non-distancing interaction after games. Foles said after the game, didn't get a chance to say anything to him. Sure, sometime we'll catch up, but we're trying to keep our distance. And then the author goes, really, it's no big deal, but it's Brady, so people will take their shots regardless. Yes.
Man, we did just spend a couple of days ripping Patrick Mahomes for hugging a guy who turned out to have COVID.
Yeah.
So
I think you could just do this. Acknowledge. He left with 20 seconds. He didn't stay till the end of the game. So if I am going to rip LeBron for walking off the floor, then I got to rip Brady for doing the same thing. Acknowledge him. I mean, you don't have to bro hug. You don't have to shake hands. You don't have to get within 20 feet. But there is a common respect amongst quarterbacks. That fraternity where just acknowledge. Just say, hey, you know, point your finger at Nick Foles. Hey, Nick, good job. That's all. Anybody feel differently there on the other side of the glass? Yes, McLovin.
Yeah, I think it's – I honestly think people are just having fun with it. I don't think anybody was really mad at Brady for this.
Oh, night. Yes, they are. Yeah, I mean, it's Brady. Are you kidding me? It's like LeBron.
I thought people were just like laughing at Nick Foles looking like a lost puppy.
Well, that's why I felt bad for Nick, because Nick's walking over because that's what you do at the end of a game. You always find the quarterback. And he's looking around like – remember Jim Valvano when he won the national title at North Carolina State? He was looking around for somebody to hug, and he had nobody to hug. And the camera's on him. There's Nick Foles going, Tom? And then, you have the PR guy with Foles, and he's got his mask on. He's probably saying, Tom left. He just ran off the field there. Yes, McLovin.
So what was the worst part for Tom last night? Getting caught screaming curse words a la Bill O'Brien on the sideline? The four fingers? Or
screaming curse words?
Oh, my God. Did you see everybody was like, oh, my God, I hope kids aren't watching this.
Tom Brady's cursing.
Well, that was not a great look for Tom.
It was all censored. They cut out of the audio
I'm just saying screaming at your teammates. That's not a good sign when your quarterback is yelling
at
everybody.
But he's been doing that. He did that in New England.
Yeah, once, and we made a huge deal of it.
Yeah, but you can't be surprised where you go, oh, Brady's yelling at his teammates there. He threw his tablet.
Anyone who's watched a Patriots game over the last 20 years sees him do that weekly.
Right.
Yeah.
That's common.
They can be up by 35 points, and he's still barking at somebody for a holding penalty.
I think everyone's going to focus on the four fingers, but the Bucs started making stupid plays about 4 minutes into the game and did not stop for 56 minutes. They are not a disciplined team.
No, and that's why I think, pointing out that Brady may not want to be coached by Belichick, but he would certainly love his teammates to be coached by Belichick because they wouldn't make those mistakes. They just wouldn't. Belichick will not stand for it. And Brady has the headset. I mean, he's got the microphone in his helmet. Is somebody saying to him at any point there, hey, Tom, fourth down. Hey, we just need get a first down. Like, does anybody say anything to him? Yeah, Paul.
I actually don't think that's what happens. I can't see that the coach goes, by the way, Tom, it's reminding the down. Like, you do that maybe to a rookie or someone who's never played, like that kid from Denver last week who hadn't played professional football. I don't know if the coaches do the updates.
Well,
they should have. Now they will.
Well, even if you do down and distance, or if I'm saying something to you in your helmet, then I would be saying, "Hey, we only need 6 yards here for let's get the first down." All right, here is Tom Brady after the game on what happened in the second half.
We just you're up against the clock and you're up against the I knew we had to gain a chunk, so I should have been thinking more first down instead of chunk on that down. So.
Yeah, he's talking about, the chunk is what you go for on third down, not fourth down. By that, I mean a large amount of yardage. You're trying to get something a little bit more than just get the first down. Because the defense will give you a certain amount. They're not going to give you that big chunk, and that's what Tom's talking about. You don't do that on fourth down. And he had somebody open underneath for the first down. Yeah, Todd.
Why is there no follow-up question with Arians or Brady Sinks? So you were caught on camera holding up. What did that mean when you looked confused and puzzled holding up four fingers? How does no one ask that question?
I don't know if they did or didn't. I mean, that's the only sound that we got. But I don't know why somebody wouldn't say, why were you holding up four fingers there? I mean, Tom made a mistake. Plain and simple, made a mistake. It's rare, but he made a mistake. And it was costly. But there's a lot of blame to go around on that team today because that was not a disciplined team. Yeah, Paulie.
I saw some different headlines today, and some media people are very afraid to jab Tom Brady because, the Golden Goose. I saw one on a website that's pretty big in Bristol, Connecticut. Tom Brady appears to put up four fingers. He didn't appear to put up four fingers. You could say he appears to forget to play, but he did put up four fingers. Now, what those four fingers meant, that's for you to deduce, but he appeared to possibly raise four fingers in a questionable motion.
Tom Brady perhaps missing a thumb because he put up four fingers.
You could say he appears to mouth fourth down while holding up four. The four fingers is indisputable, but he's going fourth down.
Tom calling for four more years. Tom goes political.
Whoa.
Whoa. Hey,
that's his guy.
Wow.
No offense.
Wowzer.
Strange time to be sending that message out.
Wowzer. This program brought to you by Traeger. Traeger Wood Pellet Grill. Why do we go off the rails usually in the first segment on Friday? Why do we do it? But it's a tradition unlike any other. Wi-Fi connected convenience, real wood-fired flavor. So Alan is cooking things on the Traeger. He's sitting in the control room in over there with Marvin, and he can actually monitor what's going on the grill because he has the Wi-Fi technology with Traeger. TraegerGrills.com/DP Show. It's 20 after the hour. Phone calls, always welcome. I've got an LA-based poll question that has to do with the Dodgers and Lakers. McLovin will have that for you coming up next here. Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. you know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Come up with a poll question. It's an LA-centric one. McLevin, you want to do the honors on this?
Sure. Okay. If you're an LA fan and you can only have one, a Lakers title or a Dodgers title this year? I mean, the Lakers are right there, so it's a little unfair to take them out of the equation, but...
Yeah, I don't know if just because the Dodgers have been so close, but then, you know, you want that title, you know, historically for the Lakers winning this title. I got the feeling that, you know, some Laker fans don't want LeBron in the fraternity. Like, begrudgingly, we won a title, but then he gets into the fraternity. Here is LeBron talking about Laker fans and what he's learned.
What I've learned being a Laker is that the Laker faithful don't give a damn what you've done before. Until you become a Laker, you got to do it with them as well. So they don't care about your resume at all until you become a Laker, and then you got to do it as a Laker, and then they'll respect you. I've learned that.
Game 5 coming up tonight. Dodgers sweep the Padres, Astros and Braves advance, Yankees and Rays go to a Game 5. By the way, the Tennessee Titans all tested negative per a source. Great step towards getting Tuesday's game played. The Titans are trying to get into their facility by Saturday afternoon. All the Patriots' overnight tests came back negative as well. It appears that their protocols have worked. The game is now on track for Monday night against Denver. You got a couple Monday night, a standalone on Tuesday. Get used to it. I think this is going to be the norm. You have to adjust week by week and almost... you know, every 3 or 4 days. But you got to be fair to these teams getting into the facility. Tennessee hasn't been able to go there. And that's why they had the private workout. And they were told not to have private workouts. But it's hard if you're a Titans player and you're going, wait a minute, I got a game. We got to play. What if we play? Okay, the NFL has got to help these players understand, I got to get ready for a game. I don't want to get hurt, don't want to embarrass myself, and I also got to be smart with COVID there. I understand all of those things, but if you're a Tennessee Titans player, you're going to somehow, some way, try to get together just to get ready for the Buffalo Bills. I'm going to guess they're going to be a whole lot more careful now because the NFL is going to come down hard on them with that the franchise. And, you know, you're going to get fined, you may lose draft picks, and I think the threat of a forfeit... from what I was told yesterday, that resonated. And I said, well, I hope it does. Because if you forfeit, you don't get paid. But then the Buffalo Bills don't get paid either. And that's not fair to them. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. Second half, last night, Tampa had 7 first downs, 7 penalties. It's one of those ugly games, but the Bears are 4-1. Like, you don't get style points. You know, you can win by 4 touchdowns some night, someday. Doesn't matter. Now, you might think the Bears, they might slip in, but nobody is mistaking them for a contender here. But 4-1, you know, you'll take it. Yeah, McLevin.
Do you remember that year that Mike Brown...
You want to clear your throat?
Remember Mike Brown was a safety and Urlacher was a linebacker, and they would win all these games. The Cardiac Bears, I think we called them. Why did the Bears win? This is how the Bears get a 12-4 season, and then they disappear.
Yeah, they were in the 2006. Rex Grossman was the quarterback. But they had a good defense. Brown, Urlacher, Lance Briggs. I mean, they had a good defense there. But the offense, I mean, it eventually will catch up to them. But, you know, they win the game. And Nick Foles is now 2-0. 2-0 against Tom Brady. Let me see. Yeah, McLovin.
I had another poll, by the way. It's really mean, but if you could give Tom Brady a mulligan on going to Tampa,
wow.
Is it way too early to even ask that question?
Yes, it is. I mean, I think he's it's weird when you say Tom just wants to have fun. But so far, I don't know how much fun Tom's having. And if I look at the weapons he has in Tampa right now, O.J. Howard is done for the year. Mike Evans is banged up. Godwin, you know, didn't play. Gronk is the artist formerly known as Gronk. I mean, that's he's on fumes. And then you got Ronald Jones. No Fournette. Offensive line banged up. Tom may look back and or you know go, man, all of a sudden those weapons in New England look a little bit better than what I have. I don't even know if you can call them weapons. Right? Like what constitutes a weapon? A butter knife? Is that a weapon? I guess who's using it or how it's used, but like a weapon is a like a AK-47, a bazooka. You know, those are weapons. I don't know if Tom has weapons. And get a couple of phone calls in here. Ben in Michigan. Good morning, Ben. What do you have for us today?
Morning, Danny. Happy Meat Friday to you all.
Well, thank you, Ben.
So I had a T-shirt idea in honor of the same month, same day, same year, and also the soundbite that you gentlemen have provided for us today.
Okay.
It is May Todd, spelled with one D, of course, have mercy on our souls. S-O-L-E-S.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Ben. Once again, the sound effect of Todd walking across the floor.
It's mean, but it's very, very good. It's very clever, though.
That's actual sound of Todd walking.
May Todd have mercy on our souls.
Soul.
Those like, aren't galoshes. The shoes weren't wet. They didn't just step in a puddle 2 seconds before that or anything like that.
Keith in California. Good morning, Keith. What's on your mind?
Five in a
soft
300. Now, it's Brady's notoriously yelling at teammates when they make mistakes. Shouldn't a teammate have been able to yell back at Brady for making that mistake on a third down or a fourth down last night?
Good luck with that. But, you know, you yell at somebody when you're trying to motivate them. And if you're not getting the ball back, that's not the time, you know, you want to say to Brady, like, what are you thinking? Although LeBron did that to J.R. Smith. When J.R. Smith's like, wait, what? And then LeBron's pointing up to the, you know, the clock and timeouts. Yeah, see.
It'd be awesome, though, if somebody jogging back to the locker room was like, nice job, Tom. Good one.
Yeah.
Nice. Well
or,
done.
Or holding up four fingers and then, you know, going like, what are you thinking, Tom?
Did you forget something?
Oh, forget. Oh. Ooh.
Zing.
Yeah. Yeah, Paulie.
There, he's just going to call him Leonard Nett because he can't even say the four anymore.
Oh.
Why do you call me Nett? I can't get the word out.
It's four. Yeah.
I'm not allowed to use the word four.
Kind of a Todd joke I stole there.
It is.
I liked it.
Todd, by the way, came up with the, if he were a SportsCenter anchor. Did you guys see these things?
I didn't share with them because they rip everything, except for Seton. Sometimes they'll give me a little love.
All right. So do you want to do a little bit of this? This is now, is this based on...
When you do it because you're the man, but I'm glad to...
Do you want to send it to me? Because I think I threw it away.
Yes, I will send it.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't throw it away just out of meanness. I
have a block on my email. Maybe that's why I didn't get it.
Yeah. But so Todd comes up with these, you know, if he were on SportsCenter and he's going to break and you're teased something... So, let's see if he can find that here. Caleb in Oregon is back. Hi, Caleb.
Hey, Dan. First, I just want to say I love Chibi Halloween. And I think after watching it, you guys need to step up your shirt selection after seeing all the hilarious shirts in that movie.
Okay.
And second, I just wanted to ask you, which one is more believable? Tom Brady knowing what down it was or J.R. Smith knowing what the score was in that game one NBA Finals rebound?
Brady... J.R. had no idea. J.R. still doesn't have any idea. He's like, wait, now why are people criticizing me? Ah, forget it. Don't worry about it. Brady didn't know it was fourth down. I mean, there's no way you hold up four fingers and then go fourth down and trying to convince the official that it was fourth down. And then you're somehow trying to, fool them. Like, you made the mistake. Hey, you guys made the mistake, not me. And for a moment, and I think Joe Buck and Troy Aikman felt the same way. Like, I don't know. Is Tom right? Is it for? Because Tom's supposed to be right. Yeah, see.
This is where they're like, no, no, no. The four. That's actually an audible that we use for the next play in like hurry up offense. It's we hold up four, four. That's the next play we're gonna run.
I wish he would have just said, you know what, I made the mistake. You know, I made the mistake. That's all. I can't explain it. I wish I could. In the moment, I failed my team. Then we move on with this. But if you don't acknowledge it and let people in and go, all right. But this is where people never let go. They're like, oh, yeah, Brady. Remember that my favorite memory with him, Tampa Bay? Yeah, remember he forgot it was fourth down? Now, I don't know if this comes back and haunts you. Do you win the division? Are you a wild card team? Does this impact where you're going to play that first round of the playoffs? I mean, this is a big deal. And you lose to Nick Foles again. Nick Foles 2, Tom Brady 0. All right, here's the SportsCenter tease. I don't know why I have to read them, because now it's
because
guilt by association.
Because you bring it to life and it sounds like something that would be like legitimate that could actually happen.
Okay, why don't you do the first two?
And then you'll do the others?
Yeah.
Coming up on SportsCenter, why is Tom Brady feeling down? We'll discuss the J.R. Smith moment he'd like to forget.
Okay.
It's going the distance, but we'll tell you why there's still a ray of hope in Tampa.
Keep going. You had a little Linda Cohn there.
And which one of them has the best chance to cheat? I mean, beat the Astros.
Okay.
What? Also, is
a
anyone...
A little less Linda Cohn.
Also, is anyone brave enough to score on Atlanta?
Mm-hmm.
The Dodgers slammed the door on San Diego. And speaking of doors, they're ready to put the KO in Kobe. Will their clothes help the Lakers close out the Heat? Also, here's a shocker. Why the Marshall Plan may longer work in Wichita. Plus, some titanic changes to the NFL schedule. What you need to know about who's playing whom and when. Let's get fifth down and dirty, SportsCenter, right now. You were supposed to do a few of them.
I know, but I couldn't. I think you did okay.
Here's a shocker. Why the Marshall
Yeah, I know.
Plan
we got that. I know we
Wichita.
Got it. I know.
There's then, hands on.
I know. I got it. It's Greg Marshall. I know. Yeah. Wichita State.
Slam the door and
thank
San
you.
Diego.
No, I got it. Maybe. I got it. Titanic. You know, the Titans, yeah. Titanic, yeah.
Titanic changes to the schedule.
Yeah. Yes, Paul.
Someone asked me the other day, and I hesitate to bring this up, why we always say, talk about the Heat and the Heat. We got to tell how Fritzy did this, his Stan Verrett.
Yeah.
Oh, there's something happened a couple years ago where the air conditioning went out in American Airlines Arena, so Stan Verrett was there getting ready to talk about the Heat game, but they're showing fans sweating and everyone's all uncomfortable and towels all over the place. Coming up on SportsCenter, we'll talk about the Heat and the Heat. Got really hot in the airline, so they lost the air conditioning.
Talk about the Heat.
Talk about the heat and the Heat coming up next.
So whenever, I don't know, it's every year that we do this at some point, talking about the Heat. And the heat.
About the heat and the heat. No air conditioning. American Airlines Arena. They're pretty hot for the fans.
So Raspberry Verrett, when he was doing SportsCenter, he had that. Yeah, yeah, Paulie.
People have been asking, where did that come from?
Yeah. There's so many things that are just baked in that we don't even know why we do them.
It is funny. People are like, why do you do that? And you're like, man, we do that like 17 times a day.
Talking about the heat.
And we don't mean it to be an inside joke to alienate anybody. We get the stuff, we do it, we humor ourselves, and we think everyone else may get it.
Steve in Florida will join us. Hey, Steve.
Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Steve.
Dan is a solid listener since 2008. I just want to say the show, every year you guys get LeBron, man. You know, you get second or third, and you should win it every year. Tonight, it's a wrap for the Yankees. And it's a wrap because of the Mamba jerseys for the Lakers. And Dan, I was wondering, since this is roughly my 2500th show, you think you could go back and get the Russian president of the Nets, the owner, Prokhorov, when he was in the disco?
All right.
I'm out.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Steve's been listening, and he's got 2500 shows there. Maybe we'll see if we can find Prokhorov when he was talking about Michael Jordan. Perhaps you've heard of him.
Maybe you've heard of him.
Maybe if you've heard of
Michael
him.
Jordan.
Where did Prokhorov go? Is he still around? Because he sold the team. Is he still in Brooklyn, McLevin?
Doesn't the guy who owns Alibaba in China own the Joseph Tsai?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. Prokhorov, like kept the land or something? I have no idea.
Oh.
That whole situation's always been confusing. But there is a Jay-Z factor.
No, of course. Seton would always talk about the Jay-Z factor. When somebody say, hey, somebody interested in going to the Nets, the Jay-Z factor. How many players?
The Jay-Z factor, though, huh? He owns 1.2% of the team. Maybe somebody wants to go play for him.
Nobody ever brought up the Justin Timberlake factor. Doesn't he own part of the Memphis Grizzly? Yeah. But nobody says, what about the Justin Timberlake factor here? It was always somehow these players wanted to play for Jay-Z. And I would always respond and say, it's nice to be able to say hi to Jay-Z or Beyonce, but you don't have to play for the Nets to do that. Hey, I get to hang out with Jay-Z. I don't want to play for the Nets. But that was back when they were the New Jersey Nets. But you know, people somehow would factor in, hey, he's considering the Nets. Well, Jay-Z factor there. Like, I don't think anybody went to the Nets because Jay-Z was a 1%. Is he still a 1% owner of that? I don't even know.
No, I think he sold it.
Because he's an agent, so he had to get out.
Oh, he had to.
He's representing a lot of people, though.
Does Beyonce own part of a team? I know the Williams sisters, don't they own part of the Dolphins? I think. And then wasn't that the strategy with the Mets that A-Rod was going to get these players who had nothing to do with the Mets or baseball? Like LeSean McCoy is going to own a portion of the New York Mets. Brian Urlacher. Yes, Mick Levin.
I think Beyonce got involved with the Rockets.
Yeah. Did she own some of the Rockets?
I think she did invest in the Rockets. I'm not sure. She was going to, apparently. So, yeah, you were right on.
Okay.
Maybe you've heard about him.
No, continue.
That's all we have at this point.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, all we have is the drop now.
Oh. All right.
Maybe you've heard about him.
I do have this, though.
I can't understand the segue there. Yeah.
Play of the day up next here on the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play's called play. Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
I'm going to play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Knapp is back with time. Rifles a throw. Incomplete. Broken up on the crosser over the middle. And it is DeAndre Houston Carson on fourth down. Breaks up the throw by Tom Brady.
Courtesy of WBBM, News Radio 780 AM. That's the Bears Radio Network. Tampa Bay, they get held to 19 points. They will host Aaron Rodgers and the Packers coming up next week. That's your play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by LegalZoom. During these unprecedented times, you can rely on LegalZoom for legal help. Visit LegalZoom.com today. Take care of the things you need to get done without having to leave your home. LegalZoom.com. Oh, this is even worse for the Buccaneers. According to Adam Schefter, their defensive tackle, Vitavia, suffered a season-ending broken ankle last night. He was dominating the Bears before he got injured. He's going to undergo an MRI today to confirm that he has a broken ankle. Yeah, Paulie.
He was pushing him back all night. We were also talking on this side that we'd kind of forgot that Ndamukong Suh was still on the Bucs, and he had a good night. But we're all, when we saw Sue playing, remember what a big deal he was when he came out of Nebraska? I think
huge.
It was 2010.
Who you?
Household name, Heisman finalist.
Yeah.
If you would have bet on a guy to make the Hall of Fame coming out of college, where you had to bet before their pro career started on the defensive side, Sue might be the one in my lifetime or the past 25 years.
You know, I was not all in on Clowney because I think people focused on one play. And I watched enough of him, and he wasn't consistent at South Carolina. There were times when you go, I didn't know he was on the field. And I feel that way with him in the NFL. I just think there are times when he's a non-factor. And I thought Ndamukong Suh was going to just blow offensive lines up. Yeah, McLevin.
I have a great list here. 15 players in the last 15 years who played defensive line and got Heisman votes.
All right.
You'll know, okay, Jonathan Allen from Alabama in 2016 came in seventh. Clowney came in sixth in 2012.
Yeah.
Sue came in fourth in 2009. These are surprises. 2007, Chris Long from Virginia and Glenn Dorsey from, LSU.
LSU.
Then Elvis Dumervil was 10th in 2005. I don't remember him being, I know Louisville, but
yeah.
Warren Sapp was sixth in 94. How about him in that
conversation? Sapp was a big deal. Sapp and Julius Peppers were probably the two guys. Certainly Sapp. I thought Sapp was going to be a Hall of Famer. A
couple more. Eric Curry, Steve Entman. Remember, big deal. Kenneth Sims, Hugh Green in 1980. And one more for you, Leroy Selman in 75.
Selman was great. Selman was, you know, that Oklahoma. When you talked about Oklahoma and it was their defense you were talking about with the Selman brothers. But yes, I thought he was great. Hugh Green. They had Ricky Jackson and Hugh Green. And Ricky Jackson went to the Hall of Fame. That's how good that defense was. But Hugh Green, I think, finished second in the Heisman that year. Yeah, Paul, at Pittsburgh.
I would go a LeVar Arrington when he came out of Penn State.
That was a big deal.
I would have bet a week's pay that guy's going to the Hall of Fame, no matter what team he joined.
But then they had Courtney Brown, who went to the Browns, and then you had LeVar Arrington on that Penn State defense, and neither had a distinguished, you know, NFL career. Good career for Arrington, not a great career. Who were some of the other? Steve Entman, I thought was going to be great as well, but he had knee issues. I thought Entman was one of the most dominating defensive players I ever saw in the last 40, 50 years. But, you know, coming out of Washington, I think drafted by the Colts, and he had knee issues and was never able to be a great player. Yeah, McLevin.
I have a couple other number one overall defensive players that I actually don't. Walt Peluski in 72 out of Notre Dame. John Matusak, who became an actor, right? In 73 was a number one overall.
Yeah, Matusak to the
Raiders. And then Tutal Jones in 74 was number one.
Yeah.
Was he was from a Tennessee State.
Yeah, Ed, small school.
But then for the most part, they started moving offense a lot for the number one overall type of picks.
Well, Russell, Maryland went number one.
91.
Overall.
Yeah. Edmund, 92.
Yeah.
Dan Wilkinson, 94 Bengals. To the Bengals.
Yeah. Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson. Yeah, it doesn't go well. You know, it's, you know, you're trying to handicap defensive linemen and how they'll perform in the NFL. Yeah, McLovin.
Mario Williams, 2006.
Yeah, but
remember
that one? He turned out to have, remember that was the big deal. Like, you're going to take Mario Williams or Reggie Bush. And I think Mario Williams was more signable for Buffalo. And Williams had some good seasons there. Great seasons. Yeah, McLovin.
What about Myles Garrett? Do you think he's trending towards being a hit or other?
There's a little bit of clowny in him from the standpoint of he can be incredible. But then you always go, like, where is he on every play? And that's when he wants to, he dials it up, then he can dominate. But that's what you want, somebody who's consistent. They have to bring it every play. And I understand you're going to take some plays off. You're not going to go all out if, you know, you're not going to be in the play. I get all those things. But there are times when you go, that great defensive player, that great defensive lineman has got to be there all the time. And you don't see that very often. But, you know, Khalil Mack, he's going to be a Hall of Famer, right? Yeah, McLovin.
How about Aaron Donald? Is it every guy?
Aaron Donald is, yes, the best defensive player in the game. Yes.
Mack threw Trissa Wirfs to the ground.
Oh,
last
I know.
We were talking about. Remember he came in studio? He was not a scary dude in person. He was super nice and polite.
Yeah. This is from Adam Schefter. I guess a presumptive positive player test today. All the Jets players and coaches were just sent home. Who do the Jets have? The Cardinals this weekend?
Yeah, 1 o'clock on Sunday, Cardinals-Jets.
That ain't going to happen, I don't think. We'll talk to Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk. Nick Foles will join us in an hour. And Robert Horry. Busy show, final 2 hours coming up.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.